This one pretty much speaks for itself. If you clicked on the episode, you really don't need a lead-in from me. It's the outlaw Josie Jewell. He plays for the Denver Broncos. He's an all-time great Iowa linebacker, great friend of the podcast. He lived with the three walk-ons at Benton Street for 4 years, and he hasn't been on the show for 3 years. Josie is a treat. Let's have a day. Let's go.
And we're back. This is the Friendship Podcast. And today we have on another friend who it's been far too long since he was on this podcast. I actually just got to see his sweet little hole last weekend. And we had a great time. And now he's back on the podcast, which I'm hyped about. Jose, Jeremiah, Jebediah, Josie, the Outlaw Jewel. Welcome back to the podcast, bud.
Jebediah.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Dude, it's been... You've somehow avoided us for a long time, Josie.
I don't know how that's happened. I thought we talked about like 6 months ago. I thought we talked about me getting me on, and then
we talk about getting you on all the time. And you know what?
Yeah, happened? But Josie, sometimes you go 6 months without answering a text message.
Yeah. Just call me. Just call or FaceTime me, and I'll be good. I tell you what, though, Clue, you did pick the right music for this podcast because every time I listen to it, I get hyped.
You like that intro?
I love that intro. Yeah.
You know what's crazy is, a lot of like. People will just suck off the three of us for like this thing doing well. And it's honestly, it mostly is just a combination of a lot of lucky things, and just throw that intro in there with all of those other lucky things. Drake, how quickly did we decide to do this? And then like we recorded like the next night or something.
Pretty much.
On that first night, right? So like I basically had I got on YouTube, I searched royalty free music, and like two or three videos, I found this, cut out the first minute of it, and was like, this sounds okay, we'll go with this. And it just stuck, and people I have somebody once a month DM us and say, hey, what's that music that you use?
When was the start date of this podcast? Because I just saw Will Compton post something. He reposted his stuff on Twitter. I think he started in 2018.
Same year.
But when was it? End of 2018?
Yeah,
September.
I feel like you guys started like almost the exact same time.
Yeah, we had the idea in late September, and the first episode aired October 3rd of 2018. Wow. So we are 5 months from our 5 year anniversary.
Ooh, we're gonna do something special.
Yeah, we're gonna try and get you back on.
Yeah.
So I'm just put that on your calendar. It's in the middle of this football season.
Oh, and okay. We can do it. We can do it.
I mean, you're not doing anything in October.
We just got like our full schedule today, so it's phenomenal that I've never seen a coach hand out its full schedule this early in the season or before the season.
Why not?
People only usually do it. They're like, hey, we're going to report back July.
Oh, you mean like a full on.
He gave us everything. He gave us all the way into the playoffs, all the way into the AFC Championship, everything. Like what we're going to be doing. It's wild. Detailed.
You're not going to need the playoffs. Right?
Sean Payton is running this thing like
fuck, I forgot. He's your head coach now?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are going to the playoffs.
The new strength guy, kind of like a Doyle guy. Old school as heck.
Racist.
I don't know about that one. I think he's exempt on that one. I don't think that's him. But he's a good dude.
Wow. Josie, I want you to meet in a second here. Our we have an intern. I don't know if you listen to the show. You do listen.
I listen to it all the time. Yeah.
Do you like G-Bone?
G-Bone's good shit. Yeah.
He absolutely did not want to miss out on the Josie Jewell ep. Like so
kids
we were thinking.
Kid's a Colorado kid. Denver kid.
Oh, that's right. I remember him saying that.
As a matter of fact, Josie, tell me if this high school rings a bell. Valor Christian Academy.
Isn't that freaking Christian? McCaffrey?
Sure is.
He went to school with the McCaffreys.
Yikes. The specimens.
Tell me, what do you remember anything about Christian, Josie?
Let's not talk about it, please.
We don't need to talk about him on this year's program.
Do you remember after? I don't think I was with you guys. I was with
you. About ESPN?
ESPN.
Yeah.
Iowa leading tackler, and then me just falling on my ass.
Dude, we all got blasted when they showed the punt return.
That was bad. That was one of the worst parts of my life. So.
Drake, were you on that play too?
Nope. I got to watch that one from the sidelines.
Why were you not out there on that one?
Because Josie was. They started they used their starting middle linebacker as a guy on the shield. I thought that was a little bit of a dumb move. But
what are we doing?
They thought he could tackle him. They were incorrect.
I was the guy that backed Josie up, and every time Josie was like, dude, I don't want to do this. Like, they are making me do this. This is stupid as fuck. Like, I play 100 defensive snaps a game, and I'm taking shield shots.
I think, was it Hewlett out there with me too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We would just get wrecked because they'd send those big guys up the middle. And it's just like,
hey, speaking of a guy, I'm going to write that down. Jake needs to come on the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hewlett, you had him on, right, early on?
No, we haven't had Jake on.
Oh, that'd be a fun one.
And talk about an unsung hero. That man just took shield shots to the gullet.
That's what he did. He got his face mask caved in, dog.
Bent.
Yeah, that's disturbing.
Oh, he thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, he woke up.
Yeah, he didn't realize where he was at the moment. So
who was it that hit him when that happened?
An Indiana defensive tackle.
Yikes. He was and did he do that for 3 years? Two or three years?
For a couple of years, yeah.
Fuck. That's Josie, do you remember taking any specific shots on that?
On the shield?
Yeah.
No, it's all a blur. You can't remember anything after that.
You just kind of close your eyes and hope.
Yeah, my bell definitely got rung. It might have been, I don't know. I was just thinking about when I accidentally knocked out Neiman. Wasn't then.
Josie's just taking shots at Ben 5 minutes into the podcast.
No, it's not.
He's standard. Like, hey, headshot standard. Dead.
Standard.
Oh, that was the worst time ever, dude. I remember like literally bending over and just seeing his like eyes in the back of his skull. I'm like, oh no.
What was happening? You guys were both pursuing someone on the sideline.
Ben was tackling this kid.
There was a bubble. There was a bubble outside the zone. It was a stretch or a bubble. I don't remember what it was, but I was coming inside out, and Ben was like hammering it back into all of us, Bo and I. And then I just, I missed the other guy and got him in the temple.
With a Scud missile, bro.
Dude, and I remember them pulling it up on tape the next day. And, you know, Wallace saying
Ben
something
was
like,
all over Barstool for fighting the ref or the fucking.
It's like, we can't fucking, when he got we can't out. Have our own fucking guys knocking each other out, okay? Josie, what the fuck are we doing? I mean, I know we tell you to get your fucking pads down, but this is your own fucking guy.
Oh, talking about Coach Wallace, Seth was, you guys know Seth got picked up by the Broncos, so we've been having some fun conversation about old Sethy. He said he lost a bunch of weight, huh?
Talking about Seth Benson.
Yeah, sorry. I was talking about.
And Benson said that Wallace lost a bunch of weight?
Yeah.
Could have been.
I haven't seen him in like a year and a half, so I guess I don't know.
It's just, their job is such an unhealthy fucking.
Yeah, it's disturbing to watch these coaches here. I don't think I could ever do it.
It's horrible.
Yeah, 24/7, you see your kids maybe once or twice a week, like during the fun hours of the day.
Dude, I mean, it's just like the stress that they're put under is something that I don't think there's an amount of money you could pay me to.
Yeah.
I mean, and I don't love football enough, not even close. And I know you guys don't either.
I'll take that as a second.
I mean, it has its ups and downs, that's for sure.
You have to absolutely bleed football if you're going to be a Division I coach or an NFL coach. Like,
or if you just don't like your family, maybe. I mean, it's either one or two.
Well, we might have
either you don't like your family or you really like football.
Well, which is the cause and effect? Do you not like your family because you're a football coach? Or
right, yeah, exactly. Most of the guys just love the game. I know there's a couple I just hate the family, but you know, that happens.
Speaking of family, dude, you're like the American dream.
Really?
It feels like it.
You talking about playing in the NFL, having two kids and a wife?
Sounds like a fucking great time to me.
It's all right. It has its bonuses. It has its negatives, positive negatives. So
I mean,
there's good days and bad days.
Clearly. What are the negatives? You know, tell me about the negatives.
The grind, man. The nonstop grind all the time.
Dude, the NFL is easy.
Well, I tell you what. I don't know if this year is going to be very easy with Coach Payton. I think it's going to be
turning up the knob.
Yeah, for sure. He talks, it's different than every other coach. So I think it's going to be very physical. A lot of padded days. I think camp's going to be tough, which is fine. It's going to be a grinder.
That sucks, dude. You're in your, what, sixth year in the NFL?
Yeah.
And have a grinder in training camp?
I kind of wish it would just happen right away. I read out of Iowa. Because then it would have been like, okay, perfect. And literally just doing the exact same thing in Iowa, I wouldn't think of anything of it. But since I've had a couple maybe easier years in the past, now it's like I'm used to that. So
I was going to say,
kind of a problem.
You've been lulled into to like shells and, you know, back rubs the last 5 years.
Yeah. The strength guy is definitely getting us out of that, making us run like, what do you make us run? Like 6-4 gassers the other day. Which was,
dude, he's making them run like 100 and 200 yard sprints as if.
Yeah. We ran 200 yard sprints the other day. Six of those.
I struggle with that because if you are a strength coach worth your weight at all in today's day and age, you know, you have to know that anything over 50 yards as a conditioning rep really isn't doing anything, especially in the NFL when the main priority is injury prevention. And I understand that being an NFL strength coach is actually a less sought after job and an easier job than I would even say all of college football, all the way down to D3. But those guys are still not that stupid. So I have to believe that, I have to believe that those guys are doing that as a mental thing, as a, like a fuck you. Like, we're going to make sure that you guys are locked in. Cause Josie, you're not getting anything out of a 200 yard shuttle.
Right. I think it's a mental break you down or like get you ready for this. You can win anything. Yes, exactly. Sets the tone of like, we're going to break everybody else down physically and mentally because we'll be prepared at the moment. Just kind of like at Iowa. But Iowa was, I mean, shorter runs, but it was just like, go die.
In college, it made most of what we did made sense though.
Okay. Well, what was your, I just want to know this because it literally just popped into my head. What was the worst run of the summer?
Well, Drake and I have talked about that. Well, you mean like traditionally? I think you guys
talked about it maybe 2 weeks ago.
Traditionally or like the known worst run of the summer? Like everybody's most common answer or mine specifically? Because they might
specifically
differ.
Yeah, specifically, like was it Stations and 60s or was it like Game Simulator?
Yeah, it was Stations and 60s. Okay.
I thought I remember you guys saying that. Cause
yeah. And so
the worst thing ever.
Drake, dude, and
if
I,
you actually put the effort in that you were supposed to put into the Stations, those 60s were fucking misery.
Yeah.
Well, if you didn't, Coach Doyle was down your throat anyway.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
At least you had to give like 80%.
Man, like the Stations, whatever, I can get through that. I was already having poopy diaper diarrhea in my compression shorts before we even started the 60s, man.
Joseph, have you heard the story? Was it our senior year, Drake, or was it the year before that?
It was the year before that.
Okay. So Drake and I are Friday group three or two?
Two.
Two. So group two starts about 8:30, ends about
11.
Ends about 11. Okay. Sun's high in the sky by 11 o'clock in the summer.
And it was one of them days.
It was a brutal week. It was Friday. There were only like 6 or 7 semis in the group. It was weird. And Drake and I were two of them. There's no – for those listening, why does that –
just getting filleted.
Dude, for those listening
– You need to have people like – outside of you.
You want as many people in the group as you possibly can have, because there was Doyle, there was five assistants, and then there's maybe four or five interns. Okay, so you have 10 coaches. The less players you have in the conditioning group, the more eyes on you more of the time. It was a bad fucking ratio that day, because Lima stood right there, didn't move, and dogged us the entire time.
Bro, I put cold water on my shirt and put it on my head to try and get the sun off the top of my fucking scalp. And this dude started bitching me out for putting my shirt on my head. He's like telling me I gotta be tougher than that. And I gotta
set an
example and shit. I'm like, hey, fuck you, first of all.
I'm pretty sure Lima said, Kulik, you gonna sit there like that and be a pussy?
Like, buddy,
I'm
not tougher than the sun.
It's a heat index of 111, and we're 3 hours into a workout right now. What?
Dude.
Yeah. So it was July stations in 60s, the second week of stations in 60s. So it was the added reps. You know, it was 12 60s, I think, after stations.
Yeah, it's two sets of six.
Yeah. Yep. And I remember
so many 60s, man.
And I remember
so
it was one of those days where you're so sweaty that on the cuts of the 60s, the sweat squishes out of your shoe and you can hear it go. And you're just like, I mean, it felt like you were carrying around cement blocks on your feet because your socks are so it was god awful. So that was mine. Do you have a different one?
No, that's it, dude. And I was just thinking about all the competition we did. Remember when we did like the tug of wars, like you had it, but not the regular tug of wars, the ones where you had it like strapped to your chest and you would be running the other way from somebody else.
Yeah.
I'll never forget you versus Noah Fant.
I knew that was going to be brought up and I didn't want to bring it up because of that.
I don't remember the result. I don't remember the result. I looked.
He won. He beat me.
Oh, okay.
It was good for a little bit. And then boy, he got some traction. It was like, I'm gone.
He kind of drug you like a horse.
Well, yeah, and then I got put against Paulson. I got put against Landon one of the times.
Oh,
and
that's I was literally
trying to zigzag, trying to get him off balance, and he was just dragging me. It was no good.
Hey, G-Bone.
Hello.
Hello, G-Bone.
How you doing? I'm doing good. Josie, it's a pleasure to meet you.
As well.
Thank you for everything you've done for the Broncos. Sorry about my dog.
No problem. Hopefully, we have a good year this year. Hopefully, we can change it up.
Hey, I mean, I'm a believer.
Yeah, no, we should.
Sorry, I was late though.
Well, no, you're good.
I texted you.
That was our fault because we were having a conversation with Josie and not you, and that's you know what, that's on us, Grant. That's on us. I'm gonna bring Kevin in now because he's joined the party, and Grant, make sure you get some juicy questions. Cooked up for the end of this, but Kevin, hello.
Hello, Kevin.
How are you doing, Jose?
Great. How about you?
Long time no see, brother.
Yeah, right. Kevin, what was your worst conditioning? We were just talking about that. Was it stationary?
Worst conditioning, like ever or football?
Football.
So I've never dealt with the heat very well. So we did stations in 60s one day. Like heat index was about like 110.
Folks, we tried to tell you it was a bad day. All right?
Wait a second. Was this, you said it was all three of you guys
it
together?
Was the
no,
same
no.
Day.
Kevin was in a different group, but
I was in the later day.
Oh, dude, I don't know how you'd be in a later group. I would have died for sure.
Yeah, good. I didn't drive myself home. I think I took a ride with somebody. I forget who. your boy was in trouble that day.
Oh, that just brings me back.
Did you guys all say the same thing?
Same day. We're talking about the same day in history.
Kevin got dropped off at the house, and I was so confused. He walked in like the front door, which we always would walk in the garage.
And you know, like, Kevin trudged in.
I think
slow.
He just fell on the couch.
Wait a second. Was that junior year?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. Luckily, we had our air conditioning working that year. Otherwise, that would have been a real tough for me. That is the day that sticks out most to me because I don't think the conditioning itself was all that brutal. It was just so hot that day, and I've just never dealt with heat very well.
Wow, I feel like I remember that day, and I was even in the morning group, like the early one.
It was steamy, man. It was steamy. It's like you walk outside and you started sweating.
It was so demoralizing because when it's that hot, you'd go from the cold air conditioning, and then the electric doors would open up, and you'd walk into that thick indoor. And you're like, okay, this sucks, but it's at least a reprieve from the sun. And then you'd walk out and the sun would hit you and you'd be like, am I a turkey? Am I a turkey from Decora, the Jewel Farms? Because it feels like I'm in the goddamn oven.
It's bad. Yeah, that was terrible. Oof. That's what's the nice thing about here. I agree. I said the station's in the 60s. And I actually believe I remember that morning because I feel like I was running with CJ that morning. And I literally, my knees wouldn't come up. I felt like I was just dragging my legs the whole fucking time.
And those who don't know, CJ was always in the front of the conditioning pack, too.
Yeah. 60s, yeah, for sure he was. He was quicker than shit.
Mm-hmm.
He run fast, straight line, too.
He was both, CJ's actually, right.
Pretty bastard.
Which is just weird. He doesn't look like a fast guy. He'll have his little cheeseburger, make sure no lettuce or anything else on it. And dude, his meals were so unreal.
I gotta say, you're right. CJ, especially like with, I mean, Siege, I love you, but like one of the most unassuming athletes you'll ever see.
Yeah.
Quick break to give some love to one of our biggest partners right now. That's right. You guessed it. Pork. Bacon, ground pork, ham, pork roast, pork belly, ribs, pork loin, pork shoulder, and pork sausage. You name it. You're probably hungry now. Nutritionally speaking, animal proteins are top of the line. They are nutrient dense and satiating, helping to promote less overconsumption of calories and a better body composition. Pig farmers today are raising more pork using less land, water, and energy than ever before. And the manure from the pigs is then used to fertilize next year's corn crop, all in an effort to continue to try and become more efficient. We've mentioned multiple times how before we ever came into this partnership, my personal favorite stop at the state fair every year was for a pork burger at the Pork Producers Building. And every home game against Minnesota, Kevin and his family bust out the best pork chops available. The walk-ons and pork are a match made in heaven. Put some pork on your plate today.
Hey, it's Peter Harmon, the food guru, here to talk about Gray's Gourmet To Go. At Gray's Gourmet To Go, we are madly and passionately in love with three things: chicken lips, pizza, and great food to go. Chicken lips are the most beloved food in Iowa City. And if you don't know what a chicken lip is, you're really missing out. Our second passion is pizza. We're hell-bent on making great pizza. Yeah, you can get cheap pizza anywhere. But if you're a real pizza aficionado, you gotta try our meatball pizza. It's made with a natural starter. And like sourdough bread, it's soft and crispy and light as air. And the third thing that we're wildly and passionately in love with is great food to go. We believe you want to feed your family something great at home, but you're too busy with life to stop and cook. That's why we built Gray's Gourmet To Go. So the next time you need to feed the gang and you don't feel like cooking, just come to graysgourmettogo.com.
Oh, like, yeah, if you're just talking about you're looking at the guy with his shirt off? Yeah.
I mean, talk about Tom Brady and his draft profile pick, or like the, you know, that pick they always pull up. CJ wasn't looking much better than that. But he had a rocket launcher on his arm. He ran like the wind. He was pretty strong, and leadership ability through the roof. I mean, he just had everything except for the six pack.
Except for the six pack. Yeah. He was the last like semi-mobile quarterback that we've had, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Nate wasn't really mobile, and we've only had two: Nate and Petras.
I guess. Yeah.
That's crazy, actually.
What are the leg situation like on Cade? Do we know?
I think he can scoot, but he busted his knee up.
Yeah, his knees. You know, he's recovering from that, but I do believe he's a little bit more. Not a little bit. I think he's significantly more mobile than our last two guys. And if you've been following recruiting, which I know we don't really do a whole lot on this show, somebody in that complex said, hey, we got to fuck. Someone went to KF and was like, we can't offer these fucking slow guys anymore. Because every guy that we've recruited and gotten in the last two classes, it has like a 10-5 100 meter or something like that. The kid from Florida runs fast as shit.
Receivers you're talking about?
Quarterback.
What?
Yeah, the quarterback. 10-5
quarterback.
I'm going to find it. You guys talk about it. I will find it.
The question about that, what was Boyle?
Boyle was pretty quick.
He was quick, but he couldn't run. No, he probably couldn't have broke 11 in the 100.
Doubt it.
I don't think so. Josie, wouldn't you agree that there's nothing harder to defend than like a super mobile quarterback?
It's terrible. It's absolutely awful. Patrick Mahomes twice a year.
Oh, yeah.
Patrick Mahomes can actually throw the ball a little bit too.
Right. And I wouldn't say he's like the fastest ever, but he can at least, like, he's got the quickness and the agility to get out of the pocket. And then it's like, oh, okay, we got a plaster for 6 more seconds if he breaks the pocket. This is fun.
Right. And that's the worst part about it, right? It's not just the fact that they can, you know, evade a 4-man rush and pick up 3 or 4 yards. It's that he can extend the play for another 2-3 seconds. And tell you what, it's pretty hard to cover them fuckers that run like a goddamn gazelle.
Yeah, especially if you send the house and then your man coverage. Yeah, it's a little bit.
You better get home. Yeah,
especially if you're Josie with that poor lateral mobility.
Yeah, flat ass feet.
The big bone sticking out of the bottom of my foot. Yeah, that's me.
How's the body actually? How are you feeling? Healthy?
Yeah, I feel pretty good. I mean, with us running a bunch lately, I'm pretty sore every day, so it feels like I'm back at Iowa. You know. Where when you sit down, it's hard to get back up. But I think that's sometimes all right to be like that. But
that just
we'll see how the next couple years go.
At 30 years old, man, that just ain't it no more.
I still got two more years before 30 years old, so I'm good.
You got a year and a half, buddy.
Yeah, okay. You're really counting, all right?
how's the old pec doing?
The pec's good. I had a little soreness in it. What was it? 2 weeks ago, because we've been doing a bunch of golfing, especially during phase one, because it was 4 weeks of literally just all we did was run and lift every single day, and we were done at like 10 something. So literally just doing a bunch of that, and my pec feels good now, though. It was just sore for about a week. But yeah, that's held together better than expected. When I said like, oh, it'll be stronger than it was before, I didn't believe them. I thought that was like, oh, a bunch of horseshit, but I feel like it actually is.
Do you guys like bench at all? Have you gotten back to where you were at before? Or?
Oh yeah, I was back to where I was the strongest I've been in bench I think ever. Right after I injured it that February, so I injured it in that September, middle of September, and then beginning of February I was benching more than I had in a while.
Yeah, that's awesome. Pecs do really well. I unfortunately had the misfortune of having a labrum to do as well, which was kind of the limiting factor for me. But yeah, if you just tear your pec, like, you could probably be back. What would you say you think you could have been back playing? 2-3 months maybe?
Yeah, a little past 3 months. I know KJ Hamler just did his 3 months ago, and he's talking about his stuff and he says he feels back to normal. So I think 3 months, they really took their time with mine coming back. They were like, yeah, you're not coming back for the season at all. Like, we're not doing that.
And how much of that is like, hey, the season ain't going so great.
Right. I think when that happened, I mean, we were pretty much down and out for, you know, the postseason. So why try to do that again and try to re-injure it and stuff like that and set you back in our 4, 5, 6 months. So I'm happy that they did that, but I'd rather have not have done that on punt, especially on punt.
Yeah, that sucks.
Being the PP and running down and just trying to kill somebody was not the best idea for me.
James Resar, Florida, PR 110.67, PR 223.5 flat.
Wow,
200 is less impressive.
So
that 100 is damn impressive though for a high school kid.
10.67 is fast.
That's
very yeah.
Yeah,
who knows if he can play quarterback, but he can run for his life if he has to, you know,
which he might need to unless the offensive line gets a little bit better.
I'm telling you, boys, if we can just get an offensive line, the ship might go right. Things
did
might
you get happen. Anybody new on offensive line from like transfer portal or anything?
Got one guy.
We got a honestly, I don't even know. I don't follow it. I really don't.
That's funny. You're talking about offensive line. I walked in the locker room today after our meetings, there was some Illinois kid that's on our team, an offensive lineman. And the first thing he said about Iowa was the Nelson brothers.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, yeah, brother. No, they're not brothers. They're not even related, are they?
They might as well be.
Yeah, he was like, dude, I hated blocking those guys. I'm like, yeah, well, first of all, they were not brothers, but yeah, they're pretty good.
Is it not wild that
Mike said the same thing? Like, Anthony Nelson was his least favorite person to block.
So long.
Yeah.
Dude, that dude was fast as hell, too. He ran with semis all the time.
Stupid.
He was beating us.
All the time. Dude, beating up. Yeah.
I think he just signed his second deal, didn't he?
I believe Nelson just Antoine? Did.
Yeah.
Pull that up, Grant.
He's been playing well for Tampa. He plays a lot of snaps for them.
Dude, he drops back in coverage a decent amount.
He does.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
That tall, lanky motherfucker out there in the flat.
Isn't it wild that he will drop back and like cover somebody, and now Matt Nelson put on weight and is just a tackle in the NFL?
Is he still in Detroit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Unreal.
That's
decent. Hawks up there.
Right. What's the first name?
Anthony.
Anthony. On the Bucks.
I feel like he's making a couple this year. At least a couple. Three, maybe?
His parents live down the street from me, on the same road that
he's from Waukee?
Yeah, I walk by their house every day when I take a walk with the baby.
The baby? How is the baby?
The baby's great. I mean, literally a perfect child.
Sleeps through the night?
Been sleeping through the night since a month old.
That's freaking awesome. Oh,
nice.
There we go. Oh, my goodness. Antoine, get the baggies out.
5.5 guaranteed. That's beautiful.
That's nice. That's a good contract.
Anthony Nelson, 2-year, 10 milli.
I love that.
Dude, can I get
it, boys? Not too bad for a couple years' work.
Drake, what were you about to say?
I was about to say that Matt Nelson moved over to tackle. Parker Hesse moved over to tight end. And they're just both sticking. Same class, I believe, right?
Gervas is a linebacker.
Gervas is a linebacker. Same class. That was three dudes from Iowa.
A lot of flip-flopping on that one. That's weird.
Three kids from Iowa high schools that are just playing different positions in the NFL than they played in college. That's bizarre.
Is that the definition of grit?
That's grit.
It seems like it.
What do you
Kevin, you should go get back a try again, Kevin.
You know what? Pro day just went by, but you know, we talked to Searles on our last episode, and he said roster spots are probably full by now. But we can see if we can sneak into a mini camp or something. Although those
well,
are probably
well, but Kev, you probably want to train though. Like we could train for next year.
Should we do it? If we did this podcast full time for a living and I quit my other job, I think I would do it just for shits and giggles. Be like, hey, Ray, can I do pro day next
year? I was just going to say, do you think Ray would let us come do pro day every year?
No.
Oh, okay.
Maybe one time. Yeah. Oh, I just saw Shane Ray. You remember the name Shane Ray at all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a first round draft pick in like 2015 for the Broncos. Maybe 16. I don't know when it was. Anyway, he was with Canadian Football League the last like 2 years, and he just got picked up by the Bills back with Von Miller again because they were buddies when they were in Denver. So that was just wild for me to see. They said he went to a rookie mini camp and he played there at the rookie mini camp. That'd be tough at that age. Ugh.
Kev, I think it would be hilarious if you and I could just walk into it. Into the indoor and just ice a couple people on a 5-10-5 every year.
you definitely would.
Hey, listen here, boys. I got a kid at home, but let me show you how to 3-cone real quick.
Ah, man, I think I could. I was actually running some drills out about a month ago, and I was feeling pretty good out there. I have no doubt in my mind, though, that if I wanted to, I could still. Give me like 3 months to train. I could go make one of those USFL teams or something like that.
For sure.
What are they getting paid? 50?
Yeah, something like that.
Less than I get paid. I know that.
Okay, Captain Mr. CEO Striker.
Okay, 50 grand is like average in America.
Whoa, there. We got a lot of listeners on this show. You could be taking.
You can go look up the statistics.
Yeah. Oh, 74 is max salary for USFL.
Oh, wow.
Grant, what is the American median income?
Kevin would like to shit all over the middle class quick. Just pull that up.
Yeah, for real.
And I'll jump in, even though I'm in it.
That's outrageous.
Oh,
wow.
No.
That's 2019.
An average.
Up a ways.
An average.
Go ahead. 2019, you got to account for inflation. Well, it might be 40.
Average is going to be skewed because you got a bunch of rich motherfuckers. That's why you're supposed
house,
to be median.
Household income average is
okay, so 40-ish.
80,000. Yeah. So that's 40 individually. So basically, if you don't make 40,000, you're a peasant.
And there goes the bottom class.
Kevin said it, not me. You know, Kevin said it.
There goes all the farmers. If you had any farmers listening to you, they're gone.
But here's the deal. If you play in the USFL or the XFL, that's only, what, 4 months out of the year?
True. Right. Yeah. With camp and everything, with the playoffs, is that right?
Yeah, and I think in the XFL, their contracts are yearly, intentionally, so that they have a chance to go and sign with an NFL team.
All right, which one's going to die first?
I would guess the USFL because The Rock has his money behind the XFL, right. And The Rock's got a lot of money.
Will he actually make money on it, though, I wonder?
No, they're not going to make money for years, if it ever will. But if I had to put a bet, I would bet on the XFL working out more.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this is what, the third attempt for the USFL?
It's weird because I don't know technically if it restarted because of COVID or if it was the same league and it was just dormant. I'm not really sure.
I'm pretty sure that's the one that
feels like a joke, though. So, like, every time I turn it on, it's like, man, this feels like playground shit.
I want to play for the fucking Seattle Sea Dragons, though.
Seattle Sea Dragons, did they just win it all?
No, I think Stoops and Sean Beyer won a XFL World Championship.
I did see him and his post something.
Shout out Skid Dog.
Who's that?
It's a buddy from Nashville. He actually, funny enough, he played for Tennessee when they played us in the Tax Slayer Bowl.
Oh, really?
The Hawk Slayer. That's all I can think of every single time I think of it.
Josie, that was your coming out party.
That was my coming out. Yeah. And that's because they were on the field the whole day. So that's why I got so many tackles. And they ran the ball right to me every single time.
Do you still have that trophy?
It's somewhere in my parents' basement. I don't know. We haven't unboxed that one yet.
Wait, you got MVP?
Josie was the MVP for Iowa.
Defensive MVP.
Oh, because they gave one to each team?
They gave one to each team.
No, they gave one. I thought it was only they gave offense and defense. I thought I got the defense one.
I thought they only just gave one to each team.
Josie, how filthy were you when you had to accept that?
Well, I remember watching it.
I looked at Coach Ferentz. I looked at Coach Ferentz, and I was like, no. Like, what's this? I'm not getting this.
Yeah, like, people are pissed off. People are crying because it's like the last fucking game. The seniors are done. And
Josie's
like, what the fuck am I being handed a trophy?
That's such a Josie thing.
What's this participation trophy that I just got handed? Fucking take it back.
He had the most Josie look on his face, too. He's just like,
No,
thanks. Yeah, thanks.
That was ridiculous. There's several reasons
that I'll remember that game forever. But the one that sticks out in my mind is definitely Josie Jewell's performance. What a day.
Yeah, okay. We were just talking this weekend. Oh, that brought me back. Last weekend, Kevin, we were talking about after the game and the pinstripe.
He found a fucking picture of it.
God, look at that Amish beard, too. That's no bueno.
That's Jebediah Jewell.
Dude, you have to post that picture, Josie. That's gold.
Ew, no thank you.
Honestly, Josie, you could have come right out of Dagestan.
Seriously.
Yeah, you kind of look like that.
You might have an MMA future.
Yeah, no thanks. We were talking about the pinstripe bowl and how Kevin was concussed and I was in the bathtub feeling like I want to throw up the whole night and everybody else went out. That was one of the worst games ever.
I sat in my room with Miguel and played with our new era fidget spinner that they gave us.
Of course you did. Well, the problem was they gave me sleeping pills during the beginning of the game. So I was literally, I think Bo was talking about it. Like I was sleeping on the sideline, wasn't I?
Whoa.
That's what Bo's. I don't know. Don't ask me.
Back it up.
Wouldn't know.
It was bad.
You were given sleeping
pills? They gave him anti-nausea medicine.
Yeah, anti-nausea, which is, yeah. Sorry.
Just makes you a little bit drowsy.
Okay, so that's weird.
Because I was literally sleeping. This was me on the side. I was like,
okay, it's weird that you were nauseous before that game. I don't know if it was a different reason. I specifically, for some reason, got these weird, like, I was keeling over stomach pains during the national anthem of that game. And I was like, fuck, man. Like, I cannot snap if this continues. And it wasn't like I had to shit or anything. Like, it was the weirdest thing. I'm lucky it went away. Otherwise, I was literally going to have to call in the reinforcements.
Yeah, I just
I don't know who that is either.
Putting cleats on and half the other people had shoes on. That was a little bit ridiculous.
That game was so stupid.
They should have canceled it.
Yeah, they honestly should have. That field's fucking bullshit. I do remember, like, weren't we sitting in the room after the game and, like, the linebacker group chat's, like, going off, like, hey, we're getting together, like, where are you guys at? Like, those seniors and Coach Wallace wanted to get together for a good drink or something like that. And I think we just looked at each other and he's like, no.
Yeah, I could definitely see that.
Yeah.
That rings a bell.
I just don't love that we stayed in the middle of nowhere for that game.
That made me dislike.
We're in the middle of New York City. What are you talking about?
Oh, I thought you were talking about
back to the Hawk Slayer.
I thought you were talking about the Tax Slayer.
Tax Slayer was also interesting. Yeah, we were out in the boondocks, that's for sure.
Yeah, that was. I mean, at least hey, Josie Jewell looked good. Had some good story.
Nobody looked good. Picture. We all looked like the trash. Yeah. Oh yeah. Personally, yeah.
Yeah. What is it like? No one. No one started going to like an actual barber until like 2015 for our group.
Can you guess the place I went to go get my hair cut?
Oh man, I remember this.
Your mother's kitchen.
Easy. That was high school.
The Hairport, right?
The Hairport.
It was the Hairport. I don't think they're open anymore.
Yeah, they probably shouldn't be. Bad. Bad.
Can I?
That was terrible.
Can you two give me a rundown on where Drake's golf bag is right now?
I am guessing that it is in the back of an Uber car, and the guy just like, oh, sweet, some golf clubs. He's going to take them to the course, and he's going to find out they're lefty golf clubs, and be like, oh, probably should just give them back.
So
that happens. That happens.
So can I get a rundown on how? Because this is what we were going to open up with, and then we, you know, we got distracted. So, over the weekend was Bo's bachelor party, correct? You guys went golfing.
Yes, we did.
So at some point, the clubs were in Drake's possession.
So we went golfing on Friday. We came back home. We're getting ready to go golfing again on Saturday, and the clubs are at the house.
Right.
Because I'm not playing golf on Saturday. My back is kind of fucked up. I was trying to play golf on Friday. My swing fell apart. Couldn't really swing anymore. Got to the point where I was kind of walking with my club as a cane.
You're Tiger Woods?
Couldn't really swing. So
this is Drake's excuse for me and Josie beating him.
Okay.
It's good. It's a good one.
But on Saturday, I'm like, just going to take the day off. I take my clubs out of my car and put them in the Airbnb so that I can put other people's clubs in my car and take them to the course. Less Ubers. We get home and Ike and I go get a bunch of food from this taco place, bring it in, da da da. I've got
tacos were fire.
Tacos were phenomenal.
Those are the best.
I'm shocked that Ike was a part of the food run.
I'm not thinking about my clubs. And then it's the next morning. And we're packing up to leave. And I'm like, where the fuck are my clubs? And that's still where we're at. It's like, dude, where's my car? But it's, dude, where's my clubs?
And so the last known place you thought they were was just sitting inside the Airbnb.
Correct.
Well.
Yeah, so we figured like maybe someone put them in a car or an Uber somewhere because they thought they had to get to the course or something.
Sure, sure.
It would have gotten unloaded there. We called the course. They said no luck. Did you ever reach out to the guys who got the Ubers there?
Yeah, I asked them to ask their Ubers, and I got no answers on that. So, I mean, I guess no.
I feel like I feel like we packed every single bag that was in the house to go on Saturday.
It's tough because one of those wasn't supposed to go.
Hey, you know what?
Yep. So some Uber driver made off with some lefty clubs.
And a really nice set at that.
Yeah, you should just be looking on eBay or, you know,
buy my shit back.
Yeah.
That's so scummy, though, if that happened. I hope that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't got them. So regardless of what happens,
they got gone.
Josie, do you ever think about the – maybe it's likely, maybe it's not – the unlikeliness that you've been in the same spot for your entire career?
I just talked to Mick about that the other day.
A lot of guys bounce around.
Right, especially after their first contract.
Yeah, like you and Ike both, but even Ike had like this weird like little 10-day stint in Kansas City where they were going to like try and snag him. But you've never – you know, you got drafted, you're there – and I mean, I feel like you have the keys to Denver at this point.
Yeah, no, I've been extremely lucky, especially with how many coaches we've had.
How many?
So it started out with Vance Joseph, who's now our DC, and then went to Vic Fangio, Nathaniel Hackett, now Coach Payton. So this is my fourth and sixth year.
Grant shares your pain.
Contrast what that's like compared to your time at Iowa, 5 years under one head coach, one
program. Stability.
Yeah,
stability,
exactly. Nice. Like, you know, the guy's going nowhere, right?
Right. So you can build that relationship. You get really close with that person, just like most of us did with either Cap or the coaches around us.
Right. It's not just the head coach, right? It's the whole staff that you can get used to.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, it was weird. I mean, my first couple of years was with this guy called Reggie Herring. He was just a wild man. I mean,
you said he was screaming. Kind of a psycho, right?
Yeah, a little bit of psycho, yeah. But loved you. I mean, deep down inside, he loved you and he met the best. But he was a wild man. And then last year, I went to Coach Hansen, and he was like the nicest, calmest dude ever. And I mean, it was Alex and I playing in there. And we played in the NFL for a while now. So it wasn't like he needed to yell at us for anything. He just needed to remind us of things. So it's been kind of, tough to go from coach to coach to coach to get to know every single one of them. I don't know. I don't want to have to be like cautious about what I say. I like to kind of just no filter, let it out. So I still try to be a little cautious just because I don't know the person or their background and how they're going to react. But it's been interesting over the last, 5.5 years of the different personalities I've met.
Do you ever, I mean, hopefully you're through it now again, right? You've got, a new head coach, you're going into a new year, but is there ever that uneasiness, especially like in the contract year of like new staff? Like, are they going to keep me? Am I on my way to fucking Cincinnati? Like what, is that
right? No.
Or do you just wake up and not worry about it? And it's like, if a call comes, it comes. But until then, I'll put my head down and just worry about what is.
Maybe like twice a month I'll think about it, or, maybe once every other week. It's once every other week or so about that. I'll just randomly think about it.
Do you check Twitter for haters' comments on you more, or do you think about
that? You already know that. Man, that's
my favorite thing about you.
During the offseason, it chills a little bit. Even though when we drafted another linebacker, it was this guy's Joe Jules replacement. Here we go. So, I mean, I'll go back to the first question of the stability, not knowing what's going to happen contract year. I feel good because Vance Joseph, he drafted me my rookie year.
Yeah.
He was a head coach. So he drafted me. So I feel good about that. Hopefully he still likes me. Hopefully he likes my style of play. But there's always, there's that uneasiness. And I mean, we drafted a linebacker in the third round. He's going to have to play a little bit, probably special teams. Maybe I'll try to play defense. I could get traded. I could get cut. I mean, Todd Davis was a prime guy that was before me. Grant would probably know that. I played with him for 2 years. And then going into the third year with him, he ended up getting cut like right before camp, like a surprise cut, or right after camp ended. And I was like, what the hell just happened? So it's a business, and anything can happen. At the same time, I feel good enough about what I've done in the past to be like, okay, I'll just pick it up, go to a different team. I just don't want to make new friends. I'd like to stay. Shocker. And, stay.
Josie
with the nice
likes
people.
To keep the social circle small.
Well, it doesn't have to be too small, but I like to keep it around the regular people. I've gotten very close with these people, like Justin Simmons, Sternad, Cortland Sutton, a bunch of these guys. I mean, we golf all the time together. We do a bunch of stuff. I just don't know if it's the same everywhere. And if there's a douchebag, I mean, there's a douchebag in a lot of teams, so you got to watch out.
Are you the douchebag?
Yeah, so I'll be moving over to a different team soon.
It's how many different defenses have you had to go through, like schemes wise, in your 6 years there?
Vance Joseph was one. Vic Fangio's defense, and then Coach E's defense, Coach Egero's defense, which was awesome. It was all visual stuff. Like, you could literally just stare at the quarterback. And then now we're back to Vance Joseph, which is like a hybrid of Coach E and Vance's old stuff that he brought here the first year I was here. So
what did you like so much about the previous one?
And I might say that about, let's say this was after my second year, I'd probably say that about the same, that defense my second year. But I did really like this one, this last one, because it was so visual. It was like, okay, drop to your spot. You're matching three by one. Like, I'm on the tight end probably, but I can look at the quarterback in case the running back runs an H angle out of the backfield. I can literally go steal that and he won't be mad about it. He'll just be mad if the tight end does catch it in the flat and I'm not somewhere close. But it was able. And since I've been in the league for a while now, I understand the route concepts and nothing really changed. It's like college. Like, we honestly knew what plays were coming in college. I mean, you could sniff out a bunch of different concepts, and that's kind of the way it is in the NFL. It's a little bit tougher, but being able to do that and be visual with it is so much better, or so much easier, I should say, not better.
Just so it just gives you like a little bit more freedom versus like, hey, this is the pattern, this is the coverage, this is, you should be here matching that route.
Right. And I'm still getting used to that now because we're in phase two right now. We're in the second week of phase two, about to go into OTAs next week. And we literally are talking about the defense, walking through the defense stuff. And they've said to Alex and I now a couple of times, like, hey, go match your guy. What are you doing? Stop staring. So it's.
Yeah. So it's fine. I find that interesting, man, because, you know, a lot of college teams and a lot of pro teams, they drop to a spot versus matching a route. And I never really understood that, but it sounds like you like that better, huh?
Well, I wouldn't even say it was like dropping to a spot. It was, hey, lean to your guy and stare at the quarterback.
Okay.
Unless it was a quick drop, go get on your guy. Like, understand the ball's coming out hot.
Yeah.
But everything else is like, lean to your dude.
Yeah. Well, Wallace's thing was always like, why the fuck are you looking at the quarterback? He ain't going to throw you the ball.
Well, he's the one. Yeah, that's funny as hell. I'm saying that to Seth tomorrow morning when I see him. Seth Benson, that is. We'll get that cleared.
How's
Benson doing?
Yeah.
He's good. The special teams coordinator already likes him. And like the assistant dude loves him. I hope he sticks. Yeah, he should, I think. I think worst case scenario, P squad. But I love the dude. I mean, when I watched defense, Iowa defense all of last year, I was like, this dude's really good. And not to take anything away from Jack Campbell, but I mean, this guy just knew where the ball was going most of the time. And he was a sure tackler. So I love that he came to us.
He reminds me a lot of Ben Neiman.
Ben?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just hard to compare them with Ben being, you know, Leo and Seth being, what was he, a Will?
He was a Will.
Yeah. And Ben's head is so damn big. It's just like, it's hard to compare him to anybody. Honestly.
Yeah. Ben's a tall guy.
You mentioned Jack Campbell.
What bullshit are you about to bring out, Kluver?
There's a lot of talk, right? Chatter, you might
say. Let's hear the chatter.
And some are saying, I've heard, which is wild to me.
That, you scumbag.
That Jack Campbell is arguably the best Iowa linebacker in the history of the program.
You were looking up a quote? Are you looking down and looking that up as a quote, or what is that?
No, I'm just trying to process it in my brain because it's a lot to take in. And I just want to know your thoughts on it. He was the
Butkus. You're an asshole.
He was the Butkus Award winner, 6'5", runs like a deer, wants to be governor of Iowa. He's got a lot going for him. And I just thought, you know, there's a lot of people who they like to hold on to the past, right? And Josie Jewell's in the past.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Great linebacker. I don't know what to say, Kluver. I'm not going to rank him for you.
You're not going to rank Iowa linebackers for me?
No, I'm not going to do that. That's terrible. I'm going to shit on somebody. Let's hear your linebacker.
Chad ranking. Greenway.
Number one.
Okay. Pat's last. That's a good one. Pat is somewhere last.
Because Pat's behind the 2 years that Drake spent as a linebacker.
It was 1 year, but yep. I'll take it.
Drake just was because, the one that helped me learn the defense.
Just because. Hey,
I do deserve some type of credit for Josie's
I want to hear, I want to hear about that.
Nothing. I knew nothing. In high school, I was told where to go. So James Ostley, the other linebacker, literally told me where to go and what to do. And then in college, I was like, what's this kind of stuff?
What's that kid doing now, Josie?
I think he's working some government job or some NRC, some outdoors thing. He's smart dude, but I don't know. Yeah, it's not like DNR.
He's not making 4.4 this year.
No, I don't think
so. Just check.
If some government job is paying out 4.4 in a year, then we got issues.
Okay, Drake, you can go on.
It wouldn't surprise me.
No, I mean that's like kind of the story. I knew early on, I knew a little bit more of the defense than Josie did. I wasn't getting any reps, but I really wanted somebody to get reps over Reggie. And so I was just telling Josie all the shit.
That's phenomenal.
Man, Reggie Spears. Holy fuck.
I just remember the story about him going up. Who was it? Was it Goble?
Yes.
You
weren't there over the summer. That was the summer before you got there.
No, I just heard about it and it scared me.
Bro, he climbed. I won't even go there. One day I fucked with him. I took his shoes.
No, that was me.
Oh, that was you.
Yeah.
But we hit him in our room.
Oh, yeah. You guys hit him in our room.
And he had a nuclear meltdown because he thought that he got shoe jacked, which suppose. It was mean, but I mean the kid deserved it. He did so much shit that just.
Did you guys give it back to him, or you just go hide it back in the room?
No, I gave it back to him after a little bit.
We let him scatter a little. Yeah,
and I'm talking a couple days. He had to sit on it for a bit.
Is the kid?
Bro,
goodness!
Hi, Ro.
They're saying hi to you, Ro, in here. I'm gonna take myself off these. Will it screw up the thing if I take myself off?
I don't think so. Dude, it makes my heart so happy.
Oh boy,
Josie, the girl dad, guys. Question.
Yeah, Josie got super soft when he became a girl dad.
I understand. I get it.
He lost the outlaw.
Yeah. Easy, settle down, my guy. Just wait.
The outlaw put one of his six shooters in the holster. He only has one left.
What sports are we putting Rowan into?
What sports? Whatever she wants. I don't know. She's big into soccer right now. It seems like the one doing a little bit of gymnastics stuff. Rowan, what sport do you like the most? Do you like soccer? Yeah. Are we going to gymnastics tomorrow? Yeah. Are you going to do
it? Hi, Rowan.
Can you say hi to him? You can wave, honey. It's fine.
Dude.
I wouldn't
wave. Dude, seeing Josie as a dad makes me so happy, man.
Yeah, she's something else. The little ones, he's the one you got to watch out for.
Where's Crew Diesel at? We need to see him.
When's bedtime for Roan?
Roan, what time do you go to sleep usually? You remember?
I'm just one.
Yeah, you are three.
Well, you're true. Facts.
You go to sleep here around like 8:30-ish.
Okay.
9-ish. So.
Before bedtime?
Huh?
What's for dessert before bedtime?
Dessert? What do we have for dessert, Ron? Do we have anything? We're having suckers?
Yeah.
Caramel apple suckers?
Yeah.
Do you remember a caramel apple back in the day, boys?
Dude, that sounds good, boys.
We used to
with or without nuts?
No, he's doing the sucker.
That's a weird question, Kevin. That's a real weird question. You know?
Oh, I'm thinking of like the whole apple on a stick.
No, like the little.
Three.
Yeah, she's smacking a Granny Smith, man. Like,
they could share.
That's amazing. I didn't understand that. I couldn't.
Favorite part about being a dad?
There's a lot to that one, Clue. You know that.
I know. But
there's so many good things. I mean, coming home is the best thing, I would say.
Oh.
And you're about to experience that in the next year here. I mean, every time you come home, it's little crew man screaming, dad, 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 just screaming at the top of his lungs. And it's her saying, daddy, I love you. Oh, and gives me a hug.
You're spot on.
Meanwhile, Nick's been taking care of him for the last 8 hours and like, didn't get one I love you, mommy.
when I come home, I couldn't imagine, dude, being when I'm gone, especially during the season, being gone all day.
Yeah.
No way. No.
I've been doing, and Mick's got a way harder job than me, but for the last 3 months, I've been doing daddy daycare.
Yeah. Wow.
Like, it's just me and baby. So,
like all day, or what are we talking about here?
Yeah, all day. Like, so, because I work from home and just like I have, you know, half of it is the podcast, so I get to do it at night. Kevin with the football. I mean, I can tell you how much money I bring in annually, and then you can call it work or not. I don't know. You tell me.
No, what he's gonna do is call you poor. He's gonna.
Yeah, you can call me a peasant, Kevin. It's fine.
You are a peasant, but it's not because of your bank account.
That's peasants work too. But like, so to prolong sending baby to daycare, because Lauren will then be home in the summer, we could push it off till August. I took on daddy daycare duties, and like, you're right. When I'll like go out and work out and then I'll come back in after 2 hours and then the baby sees you for the first time and the smile brightens up and she's just starting to giggle now, which is the best. It's the best thing. It's like, you didn't even know. It would warm Drake's heart. It's something that
the coals,
it can make Drake cry.
Dude, my dog's warm my heart. Look at Milo.
I know, and I saw you get up earlier to open the door for her, and then she did the dog thing where she's like, I don't know if I want to go out, though.
Yeah, she just wanted to know it was out there.
Right, yeah. Those are Drake's kids.
Josie, okay. I'm honestly surprised that you don't have, like, six of them by now, though.
I am two.
I thought you were going to be a big family dude.
No, we're three max, I think.
Who's going to fish that pond with you?
You were about to say work that farm.
I was, but I realized...
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, they could work the farm. I'm sure Robbie he just had his second girl. So,
how many do they have? Three?
I'd say a girl's not, couldn't take it over, but.
Yeah, you're sexist.
Yeah, that's not where I was going with it. I was keeping.
Oh.
I lost you.
Oh.
You got me now?
Yeah. Yeah, you're good.
Everyone's playing with the earbuds.
Of course.
No, but. I don't know what's going to happen there. One of them could find, who knows, but I don't know. He might have a couple more kids. But I mean, we're not close to home and we don't get a lot of help.
Is Robbie still jacked? Is he lifting in the garage still?
He's still lifting in the garage. During the winter, I think he goes into any time back in Decorah, but during like the summer and stuff like that, I think he does it in his garage. He's lost some weight though.
Really?
He's a little bit thinner, I think. You'll see him soon, I'm sure. He'll have his shirt off at the farm somewhere and somebody will take a picture or his Snapchat story.
He's a legend.
You'll see something. We'll see.
Robbie did one of the most athletic things I've ever seen is when we made that giant ass slip and slide. It's like he went down and he stayed on his feet like the entire time, which was like I tried myself and
I watched that video. And I actually found a GoPro clip that I took that didn't make the cut. And I watched it like 2 weeks ago.
What?
I just watched it. Grant, see if you can. It's on YouTube. Grant, pull up the video. It's called. Do you remember what it's called?
No idea.
Our video? The slip and slide one?
Yeah.
I think it's like Jewel slip and slide. Honestly.
Jewel slip. Just
It'll come up.
We should tweet it out just for shits and giggles.
We will.
About Bo getting in trouble for that?
Because he drank a beer during it, didn't he?
Coach Doyle came up to him. And he's like, what do you have in your hand?
Let me see if I can find it, Grant. I'll try and find it.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
I was like, it was a Pepsi. I think he said that at least. I'm trying to find it here. I can switch my account.
Which was dumb. Like, we were like 21 or 22 at the time. And it was like the middle of summer.
Right. Yeah,
who gives a shit?
It should be.
I know. I was trying to find it too. The backstory on that is we went to the Jewel. We went to the Jewel property over. Was it July 4th weekend?
I don't think so.
For fun.
It was some weekend though.
I'm trying to find this now.
Rowan, let me tell you a story about your dad.
Oh, yikes.
One night
this is,
after.
This is just on YouTube?
Yeah, we can't find it. Did my brother
eat it, maybe? G-Bone, you need to pop in here and ask your questions because I know you got a couple for Joe.
Yeah, facts.
We almost never give you the amount of time you need.
Well, this is where I do feel bad a little bit when like Josie or George comes on because it's just like you're expecting like hanging out with your college buddies, but I do have like actual questions that I respect your guys' professional work. How much time do I get? how much time do I get?
Take what you
as
got.
As much as you want,
go.
Dude.
Go.
It's called Kevin Slip and Slide 2016.
Yes.
Kevin Slip and Slide 2016?
Cabin.
Slip and you want slide. Me to pull that up first?
I'll pull it up, Grant. You ask.
Okay. Well, okay. My first question was going to be, are Riley and Seth living in your basement right now?
Yes, they are. Their little gremlins down there. I wish if they wanted, they could do that if they wanted. They're totally cool.
Okay. And then second question was, my favorite moment of your career is intercepting. Oh, we got. Oh,
yeah.
No audio here. This is gonna be cringy.
Why does it just keep playing? I gotta let it load here, but keep going.
Okay. Well, where does intercepting Mahomes twice in a game rank in your football career accomplishments? Because it's my favorite thing you've ever done.
yeah, that's up there with the Derrick Henry hit during COVID.
Okay. So speaking of COVID, though, I also had written down, did they warm you up at QB at all in the Kendall Hinton game? It's like I feel like they give you direct snap. Like you can get 3 yards. You can get 4 yards.
That was bad, man. I was just talking to a guy. We just traded for a Saints tight end, and they literally landed in Denver. They found out we didn't have a quarterback, and they said, do we even have to play this game? And then we proceeded to just get run all over, and it was bad, dude.
How did they break that news to you guys? How did you discover that?
It was like, what happened? They got
like does Blake Bortles come into the room and apologize? Like say like, guys, we're in trouble.
Yeah, pretty much. It was the most absurd thing I've ever seen in my life. It was like, okay, guys, like Drew's down, and then all of a sudden it was like, well, the other guys are down with him too now. Because they were all in the same room. Yeah. And we were all like, what? How can this happen? Like, let's get our game postponed. Just because I think the Steelers got their game postponed the same year. Because they had something else happen. I forgot what it was. But then they didn't postpone ours, and we just got our asses kicked. So.
Well, so you touched on this a little bit earlier, too. So, obviously, Sean Payton, new coach. What's, like, the biggest cultural change difference that you've noticed so far in comparison to Hackett?
It's probably that like grit and old school stuff. I mean, it reminds me of Iowa guys. Like literally, if you were in a team meeting,
that makes me want to throw up.
It's good and it's bad. It's bringing me back. But it's just like, you know, you're going to get your work in, you know, there's going to be a bunch of one-on-ones or like 9-on-7, 7-on-7s. Like we're going to find out who the real guys are. Like we're not going to hide in like team periods and stuff like that. So he's very direct, which I love, and he's to the point. So, I mean, we'll see. Once practice starts next week, we're going to know everything about the culture and stuff like that, because otherwise it's just been team meetings so far with him and him talking about the future and what we're going to do and how we're going to practice and how we're going to play. So it's hard to tell so far just on the culture aspect of that.
Yeah, well, I did see he told the media that he said to DiNucci that if he doesn't play well, he can go work at Walmart. Like, was that – is that true, or is that like playing it up for the media? Is that how Sean Payton rolls? Because if it is, I think I like that.
He might roll like that. If he's on P squad, he might just be like, hey, just go work out or something. So we'll see. Okay. I don't know yet. That's still yet to find out.
Okay. So then with some more Sean Payton stuff, how come you haven't been invited courtside yet? The Nuggets. What's going on?
So I talked to him about that the other day. He was standing by my locker. I'm right by Jarrett Stidham, and he was talking. Coach Payton was talking to him, and I walked over to him while they were talking. I said, "Oh, Coach, how are them courtside tickets there?" And I kind of like throwing his face. I was like, "I was sitting with Russ. It was nice you invited somebody." And then he was like, he swore a couple times in front of Rowan, but he was like, "That didn't actually happen. We weren't by each other." we weren't supposed to be by each other. They put us next to each other. So supposedly they had different tickets. And then I think maybe somebody traded with them to this.
And you believe that? That's like your girlfriend telling you that she didn't cheat with the guy that you just saw running out of the house.
Well, he didn't say anything too negative about the other guys. You just said it wasn't actually supposed to happen. They were supposed to be separated. I'll be going tomorrow to the game. I will not be sitting because that is a little expensive. And as you guys know, I am very cheap.
Jebediah.
Where are we sitting though? So not boots on the wood, dude. Like where are we?
There's some Iowa Connect. We're sitting up in a suite, I think. But it's,
oops,
I'm not.
Oh yeah, I'm too poor for the courtside. We're just gonna be in the suite up top.
Also,
I'll be with the free food pizza.
Information before I didn't pay for these. This was an Iowa connection.
Oh. Yeah, we get it, Josie. You don't pay for things. Oh, we get it.
That was just referencing why I'm a cheapo, okay? And then I was just saying that. Hey, keep your hands off there right now.
You have connections. Oh, yeah.
So then, Josie, I made a couple tackles. I know people.
I intercepted Patrick Mahomes twice. Do you remember when I broke both of your fishing poles in the same day?
Wait a second. What vehicle were we in?
We were sitting in the back of a truck. We drove the truck down to the creek. I say creek just to make the other people happy. I believe it is crick.
Okay, wait a second. Did you put one in the tailgate?
So I broke one while fishing. I caught something and I tried to reel it in and pull it out and it snapped. Like,
yeah, I'm blaming it. That one was your fault. The next one was your fault. But yeah.
The next one was my fault because we stuck the poles in the back of the truck and it was over the top of the wheel well. And I was sitting on the wheel well, and it slid underneath my butt. And
yeah, that's okay. Yeah, I barely remember that clue, so it wasn't that bad of a day for you.
Yeah. I'm never paying you back for those, by the way.
I'll ask later for some. Maybe during Bo's wedding,
We'll talk at Bo's wedding about it.
I can't. That's going to be so fun.
Yeah. Can you tell us about the time you met Sierra in the elevator?
Oh, yes.
Huh?
You said that you saw Sierra in the elevator or at the hotel.
When did I say that?
Did he not text us that, boys? You're like,
sounds like something that happened. Yeah.
You were like Russ's wife. I just passed her in the hotel or something.
Oh, maybe she hopped out of the elevator as I was going in the elevator. Maybe that's what it was.
And you didn't say hi or.
We met her at a Nick and I were at another Bronco event with like sponsors and stuff like that last year, and we met her. So I talked to her a couple times.
She's a nice lady,
phenomenal person. Yeah.
Who on the squad does Mick consider her Wags fam? Who does she like to hang out with from the
Wags fam? I love it.
Oh my goodness. Well, it's hard because everybody's ever so changing, it seems like. But Cortland Sutton, and then Justin Simmons' girl, and also Alex Singleton's a little bit, but he's new, so that's more of a recent one. But otherwise, like, everything else has been changing, like, every single year. So it's hard to keep the same little friendship of girls usually. But they do. I mean, they have, like, a massive text group, so.
Are you guys the mom and the dad of the team now, again, like you were back in Iowa?
No, because it's, I mean, what, like 40% of the guys? No, not 40%. Maybe 30% of the guys are already moms or dads on the team, so it's a little bit different.
Would you describe your football, your game currently as unlimited?
I would. Unlimited, you're terrible.
Are you dangerous?
Are you guys about to go for a ride?
You're throwing the jabs.
does he like walk? Like, does anyone even talk to him, or does he come in, do his thing, leave?
Okay. So let me open the window here quick. But he was.
Are you throwing Rowan out the window? That doesn't seem.
Yeah, she's gone. See you later.
Responsible.
No, Mick just came and got her. So last year he was. I mean, he was new, so it was like. He didn't know many people, and he kind of just did his stuff from a defensive aspect. Like, I didn't see him much because I was on the defensive side of ball. I hang out with defensive side of guys. I don't really hang out with offensive guys anymore.
He had his own office with the coaching staff.
I mean, yeah, that's gone now, so he doesn't have that.
Wow, they kicked him out.
No, he's downstairs with us and everybody else. He is he's a good dude. I mean, I think he got a lot of hate last year.
Just he did for me, for sure.
He didn't play up to his what he had the previous years, which was really good football. And who knows if that was part of the line or him or what it was. Kevin, what are you smirking at?
Don't worry about it.
Your brother, by the way, in this slip and slide video is wearing just skin tight boxer briefs, and you can see his package. Robbie's packing.
Yeah. Sure you can.
He fathered a couple kids.
Just a couple.
I, by the way, am 32% body fat in this video.
Was that actually the real number back then?
Probably close.
What are you now? 10? 12?
Yeah, maybe 12.
That's pretty good.
You gotta be lower than 12.
Man. You probably gotta be lower than 12.
Instagram makes me look better than it really is.
Yeah, that's true. Fitness is 90% lighting and 10% the sun effect on Instagram.
Yeah. And I think people, our ideas of body fat in college were a little bit like people are actually higher than they.
Okay. I will give you money if you can literally recite what we had to drink if we were down below like the 2.5 pound mark or 3 pound mark. What was the full drink that we used to mix up in the old place?
Do you think that I was ever underweight?
I just assumed that maybe one time you came in a little light somehow.
You took a pre-made shake and you put it in the shaker. Then you put one full serving of powder in it. You put a Ucan in it. You put applesauce in it. Yes. You put.
No, it wasn't just normal applesauce, though. It was nasty applesauce.
Thick, I love that applesauce.
Thick, non-sweetened applesauce.
Oh, I used to eat that applesauce with a spoon.
That's the only reason I got it down was the applesauce. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to drink that thing. That thing was disgusting. Oh, my goodness.
Wait for it. We got diabetes coming in real hard here. Oh,
wow. Oh, someone missed the damn slipping slide.
Yeah, he did. There it is. God, you were big.
I actually remember I was all cut up because if you like were to like roll off the tarp,
yeah,
like that grass was not exactly the same grass in your backyard, and it was like thick.
Were you guys there right when we started and we put like those square bales down there?
Yeah, and dude, we helped set up the whole
thing. Yeah, dude, we set it up. We
right. All of us were like us main Iowa guys were there, right?
Yeah.
And you guys saw Derek Whittle, the really big dude. He's like
6'3".
He's right there down the middle.
Check this dap out though. Me and him with the supreme dap right here. Ready?
Jordan Romance. Yeah, that was wasn't a bad dap from you guys.
Bang. Let's go.
No, but we had those square bales, and Derek Whittle, the big man, literally blew him out the first time he went down. The water hit the square bales, everything fell down. So we had to – Robbie went and got those round bales with a truck.
Whose dog was that again? That was hilarious.
I think that was Currents.
It's a nice – oh, yeah.
Dick. Oh, cock shot.
Oh, no. Oh. I forgot about that. Take it out. Oh, man.
Not the dog.
People that aren't watching on YouTube are going to have to watch this one.
Yeah. For those wondering, it's Cabin Slip and Slide. N is just
by itself. I'm just watching on here because that was funny to see Kevin's reaction when smashed the dog.
Oh, yeah. Like and subscribe to the channel. You can see this, by the way.
I also remember we were getting that water. We had it like pumped in from like the little stream down in the
creek.
The creek.
The creek.
Down below.
And it smelled like cow shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm surprised like someone didn't get listeria after
that. The scene we just watched, I thought I broke my back. I mean,
the outro, I thought I couldn't breathe anymore when I was in there because people kept on hitting me in the back every single time and I could not get up.
In hindsight, not the safest thing to do, right?
Not the smartest thing to do a month and a half before the season, but one of the funnest days of college.
Had to be.
That's up there with the old, what was it? The freaking platter of seafood. My God.
The old crawfish boil in the backyard.
Yeah. Kluver, remember that one?
Kluver does not remember that
one. I don't.
Josie, I remember you and me were absolute assassins on the bags game that night.
I was completely sauced and just the bags were flowing.
Josie was automatic 3 in the hole. He was good for at least 10 points every round.
You're telling me Joe's gets a little sauce and he can find the hole, huh?
Hey, damn sure right he can.
All right.
I like golf, so yeah, golf and
evidently golf.
I tell you what, Josie was playing his best golf this weekend when he was
slow down.
Under the influence.
He was less than sober.
It's a good time. It's a good time. It'll be another good time. What, next weekend already? No. Not next weekend, 2 weekends from now.
Right? I mean, not three days from now, weekend. But 10 days from now.
10 days from now.
Oh, that's wild. They're gonna. What did they have? What did Bo say they were gonna have the music when they're walking down, or when she's walking down? It's supposed to be some like crazy rock song or something.
I think it's like Cherry Pie or something. Yeah, like that.
That'd be phenomenal.
Cherry Pie.
It's gonna be unreal. That
this is gonna be an interesting wedding, no doubt. They are an interesting couple, and I can't wait.
Yeah, they have a lot of energy. So we're going to see where that goes. I'm interested to see what Ike's best man speech is going
to
be.
I told him to fillet him. But
when you were talking about that the other day on the other podcast, I was just laughing my ass off. Because, I mean, like you said, you have a lot of
ammo. I was going to say, do you know how bad Bo could get tossed around in a best man speech? Bad.
And I've been around. We've all met a large chunk of the Bauer family. I don't think anyone will mind a little roast session of Bo Bauer.
No. Right.
I think honestly needs to turn into the roast of Bo Bauer,
where everybody can just step up.
He just starts handing the mic around.
Rachel's just sitting there like, "Oh fuck."
Okay. I want to see the video played right there of him shooting the bottle out of the wall in college.
There might be a video still floating around.
It is a video. And I have it too. I don't know who else has it.
We all have it.
I want that video out there. That was the funniest thing ever.
But before that happened, Josie, you gave an incredible defensive clinic in the McDonald's.
Oh my god!
Mustang!
Dude,
Mustang!
I barely remembered that. I think, did Mick take a video of that? Was she there?
No, I took the video of that.
Yeah, you took the video. Okay.
Kevin and you are arguing like, oh yeah.
No. Bo and Josie are arguing.
Is it Mustang? No.
Earlier that day, we're in the meeting room with the Patriot scout, and Bo completely fucks up describing a coverage. Yeah. And he's like, he was talking about it afterwards in McDonald's. He's like, I'm so fucking stupid. Is it Mustang? Like, no, that's Hammer. Oh no, it's Hammer Solid Mustang.
Dude. Yeah, that was bad. Oh yeah, Bo did.
And then Josie's like, and then is it? And we're gonna come down and cover two.
Oh
fuck, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
That was a funny night. And that McDonald's had a lot of good times in there, dude. I remember.
Yeah.
I picked up Dylan and Bo, and it might have been either Kevin or Drake. I don't know which one. I don't know if you guys were with or not. But anyway, Dylan was in the back, and he literally there was that little tree on the drive-thru, and he literally grabbed a leaf, put it in his mouth. I said, "Did you just put that in your mouth?" I was like, "That's poison oak." Like, that's not good. And he literally like gagged himself, brought it back from his throat, and literally spit it out. And he was like, "Are you serious, dude?" And he was it was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Unbelievable. Josie, I miss you so much, and I'm so happy that we get to all see each other next weekend.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good one.
No kids either, so you know.
Yeah, that was a nice little thing to be included in there. You're coming on Saturday morning then?
Yeah, this will be our first night without baby. So
where's the baby going? To your parents or her parents?
Undecided yet. It depends on if her parents are gonna be home. They might be going to the lake. So one of them, but mom and dad are going out. No kid.
That'll be fun. You'll have to get a couple little.
Maybe I'll have a drink, and maybe I'll stay there till 11. We'll see.
You're either going to have a shot and an edible with me, or I'm going to spray you with pepper spray directly in your eyes.
I don't think the shuttle leaves till 11, so I think you're stuck there, Kloof.
Till 11. We're going downtown after that. You know that, right?
Yeah. Dude, fuck that.
Bro, the whole squad's back in. We got to go to Summit and DC's and rip some shots of some car bombs at Dublin Underground.
This sounds horrible.
Yeah, Grant's on board. Grant, come back.
I love the Dublin.
Dude, Dublin's an underrated spot.
In my life.
Kevin and I went to Dublin on Halloween, and there was a giant squirrel sitting there.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was funny.
If I end up downtown Iowa City next weekend, I will resent you guys.
Wait a second. Who
I don't care. You can resent me all you want. I don't even like you.
At Pete's wedding, did you guys not go? Who went to Pete's wedding again?
I was there.
I was not there, no.
Kevin, we went downtown after that one, didn't we?
A lot of people went downtown. Kevin got overserved at the wedding and went home.
That's right. You did. You were so
Kevin. Kevin got overserved. Sounds a lot like Kevin overserved himself.
Usual.
Kevin, you know, it's a self-serve bar.
Okay, somebody's got to take the bet though. If Kevin rips his pants or not.
I think he's been wearing pants that stretch, so I think we're very low on the probability of Kevin.
Well, we gotta remember for this one, I'm not wearing my own pants.
That's true. He's not wearing his own pants.
Tux sit on the rip in the pants during the wedding while being in the wedding. I feel like, or not being.
So, it was like 2018 that I went like four weddings in a row with a ripped article of clothing. Three of them were pants, and one was a shirt that Bo ripped off my chest.
That
was at your wedding.
It was
actually. Probably very high probability that you rip something because it's Bo's wedding.
It's the gang. The gang's back together.
Well, if it's not ripped by you, I'm going to rip for you now.
So 100%.
Josie, do you have to wake up and work out tomorrow?
Yeah, but I mean, it's time we have to be here.
I'm not going to keep you any longer. I'm just curious. What is like the schedule right now? How often are you guys?
It's 8:30 here. I'm not going to go to bed for a while. The schedule is.
Playing Fortnite?
Dude,
hopping on?
I haven't played a video game in 2 years.
I know. It's so sad, isn't it?
It was disgusting. I was talking to Mick about it the other day. I was like, I really haven't played. I was like, those two kids, I tell you what, they really.
I need resources. Somebody give me.
And today, that's funny as hell. Today we were talking about it in the locker room. I said, oh, some of the best years, man. It was right after senior year. It's terrible. Or I should say years. But the best like little slot of time was us playing Fortnite. After our senior year.
Dude, Mick blasted you on that Snapchat. She's like,
I got 999 wood.
I need more mats. I need more mats.
I'm stacking Danny's. Anybody?
We used to call them Danimals.
Danimals, man.
Danimals were the little ones. That's right.
No.
Oh, dude. That's nostalgia.
Dude, that was amazing. We were literally playing that game during its best time.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a spring that was given to us by the gods. It was
yes.
I just remember being so sad. Like it would have been just over 5 years ago, like around this time of year.
Yep.
When everybody moved out. And I was like, I think me and Clue were around for one more day, then Clue left and I was all alone.
Dude, I mean you guys probably won't be surprised by this because this is just who I am, but when I drove that Cadillac away from Benton for the last time.
That fucking 1988 Cadillac with the goddamn rubber bands for suspensions.
I cried on the drive home for like the first 10 minutes. Like I was emotional about it.
It was sad times, boys. It was very sad times.
And you know, like I'm a pussy, but I was sad. I was big sad, man. Like I cried. I had to hold it together in front of you guys so that you guys didn't beat my ass for crying.
I didn't get any feelings till just last year about that, so a little later for me.
Drake will get it in about 15 years, maybe.
A little delayed reaction with it. That I just, for some reason, I just thought about that because I think you brought that Cadillac one time, the Red Pepper, and I just thought about how clutch Red Pepper and that Dairy Queen were.
Oh, dude, I miss Red Pepper.
I miss Red Pepper bad, man.
That Red Pepper was the best thing ever.
Yeah. I would still go on a regular basis if it was still there.
Dude, those sandwiches were fire.
Oh, dude, that was phenomenal. Okay, what about the Dairy Queen right across? Is that still there?
Oh, yeah, that's still there. That's like an institution in Iowa City.
We might have talked about it with Ike or somebody, but there is nothing better than riding dick to butt on a moped with your buddy.
We talked about ET style.
Yeah.
Yeah,
going down to the Dairy Queen on a nice.
No, the best was freshman year because Bo had his Jeep on campus.
Mm.
And as soon as the weather hit like 45, he'd be like, All right, tops down on the Jeep. We're going to,
the boys are going to Dairy Queen.
That was phenomenal. Oh my gosh.
That's hoping
you didn't have to worry about what you ate because you're going to burn it off plus some the next day.
Yeah, or you're just okay with being overweight in my case. But
I think for the majority of us, probably Kluver excluded, it was just how many calories can you get in your mouth today?
Okay, we still have yet to do the ice cream challenge. It's kind of pissing me off every time I listen to podcasts.
Should I bring 2 gallons to Bo's wedding next?
Yeah, I don't think I'll do it at his wedding, but it needs to happen sometime.
You guys know that I'm absolutely icing Bo in that challenge if we ever did it.
I just saw Bo eat again like he used to. Just when we were at the bachelor party, and oh my god, that dude can put down hella still. So I don't know.
I'm burning.
Oh yeah, and then the following day, like he is purging his ass.
He wants to. That's where Bo Bauer Scour Hour.
The Bo Bauer Scour Hour was born this weekend.
Oh no! Which, you know. For the Discord, the Patreon members, there's potentially, I don't know how much legs it has, but there's potentially a Bo Bauer exclusive weekly podcast, monthly podcast coming to the Patreon. So if you're interested and you're not signed up for Patreon, that might be a reason on its own. But
it's gonna be absurd. He's just gonna pull shit out of his ass the whole time.
And that's what people want to hear.
Some people do, yes.
He goes on scour. That's what he's going to be pulling out the whole time.
Yeah.
Unreal. But you were talking about the schedule. And we got, anyway, it's like 7:30 lifts. And that lasts, we run and lift. That lasts about an hour and a half. And then we have special teams meetings at 9:30 for 10 minutes. Then O&D meetings for about 45 minutes. And then O&D on field at 10:45, and then special teams on the field at 11:15, and then we're done.
At like noon?
We're on noon every single day. But next week is going to change. I don't know if they put the schedule. They haven't put the schedule up, like the actual in detail schedule up yet. But
and how long are you there until you're like you get another break?
June 14th.
So you have like a month still.
Yeah, we're about a month away, and then we're off till the 25th is our mandatory reporting day. So you guys might have to come up to Iowa or come up to Decorah.
Yeah,
the grass is finally growing in the yard, so that's getting done.
We've been waiting on this freaking housewarming party for the last 2 years.
I was going to bring you when it was literally just slop all around the house, and the shed's still trying. We're still trying to build like the shed and stuff, so that's getting done. That'll be done in the next what? Yeah, next week and a half, 2 weeks.
Is the bar stocked?
The bar is stocked. I'll send you a picture of it. I don't know much about the alcohol, so I just literally bought a bunch of stuff, and I just tried to organize it with tequila, vodka, and all the other stuff.
For those listening, well, I guess Drake really wasn't a huge drinker either, but Josie's probably next to me in the squad of like going out. Is this the forever home? Are you dying at this place in Decor?
Well, maybe accidentally, or you know,
that you want to be buried under.
Are you gonna have a Viking funeral in your pond?
Oh, fuck yeah! Send me off and set it on fire.
Who gets to shoot the arrow into the boat?
You want to do it?
Probably. Yeah. Let's be honest. Going back to that video after pro day,
it should be Bo.
Probably Bo.
Bo's not going to outlive me, though, is the problem. So that's a problem.
You've taken a lot of hits, Josie, man.
Yeah, you're 6 years in the game.
Oh, dear God. We'll see about the forever home, though, man. There's not a lot to do in that area. It's tough.
Shut up.
You're the one that built the house there.
Dude, which brings me to my next point. which brings me to my next point. Can we plug the Route 43 Juicery?
Route 43 Juicery. I need to get you guys some merch.
Seriously.
There's merch out there? What the hell?
I got to get you this
shirt right here, but it's just Route 43. I need that shirt, Clover.
Yeah, I can get you that.
Let's do
a little merch swap.
Can we?
We're not cool enough. We didn't make the NFL, so we can't do a jersey swap. But we do have our own brand, so we can do a merch swap.
How about you franchise a Route 43 down there?
How can I see the number? Can I see the financials?
Grant, you were a wild man with this.
What's our favorite item on the menu?
Favorite item on the menu.
Yeah, sell us.
Go to just press menu up there. Well, my smoothie is literally the one. Just look at the Outlaw smoothie. That is literally what I made every single night at the house.
The Outlaw Original. Mixed berries, almond milk, plain yogurt, cottage cheese, pineapple, mango, spinach, oats, protein powder. That is the Josie smoothie.
Jewel, who has cattle on his farm, drinks almond milk?
No. It's slow.
Yeah, dude, he's Josie's.
I drink a lot of the people that are buying the juicery stuff, like the almond milk. They like the other things. They need lactose problems or other things.
Kev, Josie lives in Denver. He's liberal as fuck.
And you guys are terrible. I still drink whole milk. Let's slow it down, all right?
All right.
I have 2 gallons of almond milk in my fridge. I can't talk.
Let me know when you start drinking the heavy whipping cream just by itself.
the best menu item on there is the OG with bananas instead of blueberries on the topping. It is fire.
OG acai.
Yeah.
I had my first acai bowl ever this weekend, and it was fire.
Did you say the acai bowls we got?
Yeah. Yeah. The ones that you got.
Man, I wish you would have got it from Barry Devine then.
Dude. Oh my God. That was the one that we got the first time, right?
Yeah. Josie and I went on a little research and development drive.
Nice, right?
We were at Ben's bachelor party, and I showed him what real acai is, and he was like, okay, well, taking notes. He's like figuring out how they're doing their shit.
I was taking pictures.
What blenders do you guys use? So Joe's, I went back and looked because the last time you were on, you had not opened up Route 43 yet. It was October 12th of 2020 was the last time you were on our show. And you're now a business owner. I'm waiting for you to take over Decora, the entire business sector. Like when is the steakhouse opening?
There's a guy with a lot more money there than me. Ray LaFrance, the name?
Yeah.
Basketball guy. He lives in Decor now. But the steakhouse, I would love to do that. But dude, restaurants or anything like that, that industry is not fun. I mean, labor, trying to find people to work all the time. Then you have to work instead of them if they don't show up. That stuff's tough. But I would love to do like a farm to table thing where literally.
Well, which brings me to my next point. Can we revive
Outlaw
farming?
That's dead, baby. That one's
no.
Dead. That's funny as hell you say that. I just got an email on my Gmail last week. Yeah, it was last week before I left for the bachelor party about the Yahoo email that we had, outlawfarmingtech@yahoo.com.
Yes.
It was expiring, and it said you need to refresh this if you still want this email. And
you realize that's our path to multi-million,
I tell you what, we should have got the patent, and we really screwed up on that.
We would be generationally wealthy if we all would have just ran with that from our junior year on.
Yeah, I just need a little more brain power than me on that end.
No, I think we had enough, dude, if we would have just actually cared and committed about it.
Engineers also sucked. I will say that. They were absolutely terrible.
Well, we could have found better engineers, but...
Yes. I tell you what, the patent is the one thing that screwed us.
That's true.
I can't believe we gave a summer... We did a summer class for that thing.
Got paid for it.
We gave presentations.
Yeah, that was... All right, well, I have nothing else. You guys got any more?
I got one more
dinner time for me over here. Go, Grant.
So you talked about search your name on Twitter. I obviously want you to succeed. Would you like for me to throw in some like positive affirmation tweets for you to mix in there? For you to see maybe like a couple of like funny videos, some memes for you to see post game?
Yeah, you can check whatever you want.
Tag you in those.
Yeah, after bad games, it gets pretty tough.
Josie Jewel is the best. He's trying so hard. I love his effort.
That would be, I would take that very negatively. Like, this guy fucking sucks. He needs fucking help. Like, try
so
to.
So then, do you want like me to just like on purpose really negative stuff?
Yes,
like, even if I'm lying.
Negativity is his fuel.
He thrives.
It becomes a level of where I might cry when I come home to Mick. Like, these people said so many bad things to me.
If you can get Josie's
Grant on Twitter is so mean.
Yeah, if you can get Josie's mental health just in the absolute dumpster, that is when his on-field play will look Pro Bowl level.
Yeah, it's bad. I have a problem.
Yeah, you do.
But you know,
but we love you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Love you too, man.
So, we'll let you go there. But again, excited to see you in next weekend. And thank you for the 100 plus minutes that you just gave us. I'm sure Rowan would have liked her dad to put her to bed, but you know,
still here in the background, totally fine. Tonight must be a 9 o'clocker, so that's totally fine. Try to get maybe you get the podcast at Bo's wedding.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Rachel might kick you out of that one, or somebody might.
Yeah, yeah. But we do need to find a, like we said, the walk-ons do need to find a very loose reason to bring the operation out to Denver. And
there's room in my basement for all of you.
Can you swing a couple teammates, friends of yours, and then we can interview them too?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, let's book it. And Grant, he would just be going home. So this is a win-win for everybody. Easy.
It'd be a good time to see you guys out here. That's for sure.
Yeah, that'd be great. All right, Josie Jewell, I don't know what episode, but hope you enjoyed it. If you didn't, fuck you. I don't know how you wouldn't have.
And I'm going to listen to outro music for another couple minutes, so get me hyped. So.
Yeah, see you guys later. Peace.
Peace.
Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you want more, you can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching Washed Up Walk-Ons. And if you're interested in supporting the show, head over to patreon.com/washedupwalkons, where you can find bonus podcasts, merchandise, and other cool perks. Best part, half of your subscription benefits the kids at UI Children's Hospital. We'll see you next time. Hawks by a million.